My name is Dave Wilson. I grew up in the Midwest. I got transferred to Spokane over 30 years ago with a national retail company. I married a Spokane native. We raised all six of our kids here. I started and ran Interface Computer School for 30 years. I have a master's in education from Gonzaga, and I have lots of community and professional experience with boards and organizations. And I've been in leadership positions in most of those organizations.
So you jumped into this race pretty late. Why? Why did it take you so long to get in?
Well, we're in a crisis. And, you know, I hope it doesn't get worse before it gets better. But I think it could get way worse. And this is an out of control pandemic, over 138,000 and counting. And, you know, I've seen reports that this could go anywhere from 200,000 to 500,000 dead. So that was the game changer, was the pandemic and the crisis. And I felt duty bound to get in. I felt like I could not sit by and do nothing. It was too important to let this election go by.
What makes you think that the tools that you have are unique that would be a particular help in this case?
Well, I've always demonstrated it consistently throughout my career that I have good management and good organizational skills, good people skills, good communication skills. I'm a hard worker. I'm open-minded. I'm solutions-oriented. I believe in reason over passion and in building relationships and persuasion over invective and fighting. And I've risen to leadership positions everywhere I've worked and served. And I intend to do the same in Congress when elected.
So it sounds to me those tools would be great if you're running for county executive, but you're getting into a political where you're one of 535 elected officials. How do you make a difference in that group?
Well, obviously that's a huge group of people, but you can do it at the committee level, and that's where I would plan to start. I would plan to do a couple of important things. Again, as I just said, I believe in relationship building and building your influence, and that's what being in Congress is all about, is having influence. And so at the committee level, where it's a much smaller number of people, I intend to develop those relationships so that I can be effective and get things done, not only in Congress, but get things done that benefit the 5th District in the country. And the other thing I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to join the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is a bipartisan caucus of evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. And I think that that's a real key to government going forward, is getting back to more bipartisan work. And so that's a committee that I want to join and do some good work on, too.
So as you look back at how Congress has attacked this and some of the things we know about the payroll protection program, the loan program has been well reported, the CARES Act, how would you evaluate what Congress has done? And looking forward, what are the sorts of things you would be looking to do as a congressman?
Well, I think that during the pandemic, I think that I would give them mostly good marks. I think that when you're in a crisis, you have to take bold actions to save the economy. And I think that Congress did a good job with helping people with unemployment, the PPP program for small businesses. So from an economic standpoint, I think they did I would give them passing marks. Where I would give the administration and the federal government a failing grade is in their management of the pandemic. Again, we're in a crisis, and I don't think anybody thinks this is going to get better before it gets worse. And it didn't have to be this way. Most of the other developed countries in the world have this virus under control. It is totally out of control in this country. And I would blame that on the Trump administration. Their handling of this crisis is contemptible. So George Will, a very conservative columnist, wrote an article recently, an op-ed piece. And he said, this is a conservative Republican, George Will. He said, we need to vote Trump and all of the Republican enablers out of office who have enabled him. And I would include in that our representative, McMorris Rodgers.
So how would you evaluate what she's done during this last 3 or 4 months?
It's simple. She has done nothing. She has stood by and said and done nothing. It's been crickets, total silence. And silence condones misbehavior and the inept actions that our president, the way he's managed this or mismanaged this crisis. I think that there's a lot more, it didn't have to be this way. There's been no plan, and this is why we're still in the midst of this crisis.
Now, I know the office you're running for is a federal office, but just in terms of contrasting, how would you evaluate how Jay Inslee as a governor has handled the pandemic?
You know, I think he's done a good job. I think Washington State, for the most part, has done better than most of the other states. It's easy to second guess a lot of the moves he made. There was a lot of criticism here locally by the county commissioners and the mayor who wanted him to open the economy faster. And I think that it's looking like his restraint has proven to be wise because, again, we're going in the wrong direction, not the right direction. We should be concerned that we might go back to phase one if things don't get better. I hope not. But I don't think he overreacted. I think, again, it's easy to second guess. I think overall I would give him good marks.
So if the state does, as you say, if they go back to phase one, how do you keep the economy in some way functional to make sure that we don't go deeper into a recession or even a depression?
Well, we have to remember what I said earlier, Doug. I give Congress passing marks for what they did with the economy. When the economy is in shambles or in free fall, you have to turn on the spigots. I've always been a proponent. I've always been concerned with our level of national debt. But during a period of crisis, austerity does not work. We have to keep the spigots open. We have to keep unemployment in place. I'd like to see the extra $600 a week extended because those people are going to need it. I think if we need to do another PPP bill or something similar to that to help small businesses, I think that's critical. Again, when the house is on fire, you don't worry about the water bill. You have to put out the fire. So I think this is going to be another year and a half to 2.5 years until we get a vaccine. We're in a crisis. We're in trouble. And that's because the way the Trump administration has mismanaged this and the way he's been enabled by GOP lawmakers.
So we're 10 minutes in. I want to shift gears now and go to the police reform talk with the Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd killing by Minneapolis police. Do you support reforms to police? Should that be done at the federal level? Should it be done at the state level? Should it be done at the local level? What are your thoughts on this issue?
So I do support the reforms. I think it's critical, and it probably needs to be done at all levels, not just local, not just state, not just federal, but at all levels. And really, to me, what it boils down to is more civilian oversight. When you look at a couple things, first of all, let's look at the military. There we have civilian oversight, and it works. Why don't we have more civilian oversight in the police? I think that Spokane spoke loud and clear in 2013 when they passed a referendum 70-30% that they wanted more civilian oversight. So I don't think there's any question that that's the move we need to make. But let me also say this. This is, I think, an important point. We've had more civil unrest since the George Floyd killing than we've had in 50 years. And again, the Trump administration's response, it didn't make the situation better. It made the situation worse. because he's constantly stirring the pot. And Representative McMorris Rodgers, what did she do? Nothing. She said and did nothing. We cannot let this continue. We have to make sure this fall that the president and his enablers are defeated in the election.
Do you believe that the protests from the Black Lives Matters and others protesters have made America a much less safe place, as some have argued?
Well, I think no. I think let's not let the exception distort the picture. I think by and large, the vast majority of the protests have been peaceful. And I think it's absolutely made a difference in opening people's eyes. I think that we're at a turning point when it comes to becoming a more just and equitable society. I think that we're going to look back at this moment in history and realize this was a turning point.
All right, so I want to go to climate change, and I know that Avista, for example, is looking ahead to 2045 and 100% carbon-free sources of energy for the people in its territory. What more can the United States do realistically right now in this climate, pardon the pun, to make climate change a less difficult issue to handle?
Well, to me, it's simple. We need to elect Democratic majorities in both the Senate and the House of Representatives and win back the White House, because on the GOP side, there's nothing but denial, or largely nothing but denial. Look, I see lots of parallels between climate change and the pandemic. I would argue the pandemic, the role of the federal government, somebody should have seen this coming. That's the role of the federal government. And we should have been able to either prevent it or, once it was upon us, have a much better have a plan in place. We had no plan, and then it was what we did was mismanage it. It's the same thing with climate change. Deny, 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 and nothing's getting done. And all of a sudden, we're going to have a crisis. Some people, I would agree with them, the crisis has already started, but it's going to just magnify as time goes on. The time for action is now, and we need to, the people who are deniers, they need to be taken out of office. They need to be voted out of office. And again, I would include the Trump administration and our Representative McMorris Rodgers. She has said and done nothing or very little in regards to climate change.
She does support she's been working with folks to make sure that the dams on the Columbia and Lower Snake Rivers stay in place. Would you support removal of those dams?
No, not overnight. First of all, I agree they are a tremendous source of green and clean energy, so I would not support their immediate removal. I think if we talk about removal, we need to be wise about it, and we need to look at it over a 20 to 40 year period so people can plan accordingly. We don't want to do anything rash, and we don't want to do anything to lose that green energy until it's replaced by something else.
So we are heading into wildfire season. There was a wildfire over the weekend up in Douglas County that was blowing smoke our way. I think it was on Saturday night. Would you support, I know that our lands commissioner in Washington, Hillary Franz, is working more with the Forest Service and the federal government to try to make sure that more trees are being cut and to sort of clear the way for better forest management. What do you believe in this particular area? Should there be more forest tree cutting, that sort of thing, working with the states on this?
Well, I think we need to have better managed forests. I think that there needs to be more cooperation between the federal and the state governments right now, and also at the local level with county commissioners in the areas where there are forests. Right now, it seems to me they're more adversarial relationships than collaborative relationships.
Dave, so those were my basic questions. I just hit on a few. What are some of the other issues that you think are important in this race?
I think that the important point that I want to make is that There's lots of important issues, but here's what's important to me. When people ask me, where do I stand on the issues? I have a simple answer. We're in a crisis. We have, our economy is in shambles. We've had massive civil unrest, and the pandemic has been totally mismanaged. And none of this had to be this way. So to me, the only issue that matters is the defeat of Donald Trump and those in the GOP who have supported him unchecked. All his accomplices, including Representative McMorris Rodgers, there's no defense and there are no excuses. In my mind, it's a simple choice. It's either America or Trump or Trumpism. Make your choice. There's no middle ground. We won't make any progress on urgent matters of climate change, equal justice, police reform, health care, immigration, campaign finance, income inequality, and other important issues if we continue our current course. There is a battle going on for the soul of America, and we all have a part in the outcome. Again, change is coming. We need to be part of it. I think this is really important. I think that with all the things I've already talked about, with the crisis, the massive unemployment, the massive civil unrest, the mismanagement of the pandemic, I think that this crisis is going to create a historical political realignment. I think that we're going to see a giant blue wave election, and the 5th District needs to be part of this change. I think that these elections, when these conditions are in place, this is how political realignment happens. And I think we're going to see the Democrats have a really good chance to not only take back the White House, but the U.S. Senate, and increase our majorities in the House, including the 5th District. And I just wanted to make that point that I think this is going to be a huge change election.